P-minus 84. Principal point. Solar City. Sanctuary. Dan, still struggling to comprehend that Billy Kendrick was not just willing but enthusiastic to stay behind on Sanctuary until the planet's next solar eclipse would allow him to view the front of the impossibly large and impossibly intriguing statue outside, stood silently for several seconds. No one else spoke either, until the principal turned to Depp, the small who had led Dan's welcoming committee.
Depp, could you see to it that the others know that one of our visitors wishes to stay with us to bear witness to the coming eclipse? I'll see to it that their craft is able to leave the landing site as soon as they're on board.
Of course, Depp said. But as Depp turned to leave, the principal had a change of heart and stepped down once more from his seated platform.
In fact, I will join you. This is news of a rare kind, which should reach their ears from our lips alone.
Depp's eyes looked fit to burst out of his head.
You're leaving? Leaving the lookout? But, from high you guard.
We need to discuss some things, Tara said, somewhat brashly inserting herself into a conversation between two tiny aliens that was being conducted, more than a little remarkably, even now that the reality had sunk in vocal and audible English. Why don't we do that here and do the whole guard from high thing at the same time, while you're addressing your people?
A fine idea,
the principal said. Tara smiled. She didn't know who looked more surprised, Dan or Depp, but she felt immediately vindicated for having offered the suggestion. Discussing things privately was important for the humans, even though they could have done so telepathically in a pinch, since they naturally found it much easier to convey tone and subtle meanings when they were able to speak aloud without worrying about who was listening in. Without further ado, and without even asking his trusted and esteemed visitors not to touch anything, the principal led Depp to the doorway and was quickly gone. As soon as the room was empty of smalls, Leisha walked to the huge glass wall and pointed outwards.
There's a transcript on the ground outside, he revealed. Not at the statue, but not far from it. That location may be a pole, in keeping with where they positioned similar transcripts on Earth and New Kerguelen, and that could also be related to why the smalls have given this area significance as Solar City.
What does it say? Dan asked, wishing he'd been wearing a transcript reading uplift patch of his own, but wisely opting to simply ask Leisha to recount the message rather than waste any time putting one in place and going back to the lookout to see for himself.
In line with what you would expect, Leisha replied, and in line with what the principal told us. The architects did bring his ancestors here to save them from the apocalyptic effects of a bona fide supervolcano. What's most significant for us, though, is an explicit warning that under no circumstances should Sanctuary's population ever be taken back across the gate that brought them here, because the consequences would be dire for all involved.
The humans considered this for a few seconds. Was there any indication that the gate we came through today was or wasn't the gate they were brought through long ago? Dan asked. With no smalls in the room to overhear, he spoke aloud. Leisha slowly shook his head.
There was no mention of it, but that won't have been the gate they came through. Why would it be? How could it be? That gateway leads to New Kerguelen, not the smalls' original home planet, wherever it may have been.
Dan didn't have to say anything out loud in reply to this for Leisha to pick up on what he was wondering. On the last occasion, Dan had pondered a particularly uncomfortable possibility. Leisha had been too busy paying attention to the principal to hear Dan's thoughts. This time, though, focusing wholly on Dan, he couldn't miss them.
No,
was all the alien replied, but his own eyes reflected unease at the possibility, however remote, that Dan might be onto something.
No what?
Tara asked. Dan gulped and prepared to share his concern, hoping that saying it all out loud would either make him realize how crazy it was or allow one of the others to find a welcome hole in the theory. I was thinking about the coincidence of our three races looking fairly similar,
and then the idea that maybe it's not really a coincidence if we think evolution could have a similar intelligent endpoint in distinct places. But what if it goes beyond that, and we're not even talking about distinct places? What do you mean? Billy prodded, having grown more intrigued with every word Dan uttered. Well, what if the planet they were rescued from was Earth? Dan replied with a question of his own, beginning with just this one piece of the seemingly uncrackable mental puzzle. Earth before us.